Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If it's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, then this must be the No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and on behalf of the Renford Broadcast Radio Network, we so welcome you to this, your opportunity to share, to visit, to talk about things that are going on in your world, to express concerns or challenges with whatever it is that is happening in your experience. And we are so pleased that you decided, from the Latin word decir, meaning to make up my mind to do this, that, or the other. You decided to stop by here and visit with us for these 55 or so minutes. And we are so grateful that you did. We are excited that you chose to be here, because there were many other places that you could have been, but you decided to be here. We're excited as well to have Dr. Dennis Kimbrough with us. He is actually already on the line. He has pulled over so that he is safe, and he is about to chat with us. I was sharing with him a moment ago how excited I am to have this opportunity to thank him personally for this awesome book called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, and other books that I am holding in my hands by him, The Wealth Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires by Dennis Kimbrough. And What Makes the Great Great? Again, those three books and others that he has written, we will be talking about tonight. But I first of all just want to go ahead and say to you all, thank you so much for calling in, for spending some of your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with us this evening. And we appreciate the fact that you have decided to do so. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, author of so many different things, speaker and talented entity and husband to Miss Pat. Welcome, sir, to the No Show.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely wonderfully well, and it is our pleasure. We're going to talk about, of course, a number of things in terms of your books, what brought you to write these and other books as well. And I would like to share with those of you who have called in via the telephone, and those of you who are online, if you would like to personally ask a question, we invite you to call us at 347-838-9142 and then press 1 so that I will know that you would like to be a part of the conversation. Otherwise, we'll let you just sit there and listen in. We don't want to impose upon you if that is your choice, but we would love for you to become one with this conversation that we are about to have with Dr. Kimbrough, and to talk about the opportunities and the experiences that you possibly have had. You also may, of course, send me a little note via email to robtmcm@aol.com, and I will read that question to Dr. Kimbrough, and we will get your question answered that way. But my preference is that you call in, because I believe in the three S's, as anyone who listens to this program for the last now five almost years knows. I believe in the three S's, and those, Dr. Kimbrough, are serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. I believe that there are no accidents in life, and that everything that happens happens for a reason. But then universal and personal principle, or the God force, allows us to figure out, find out what that is going to be. And I just imagine, Dennis Kimbrough, with all of the things that you have done, that you've seen a lot of those three S's in your life as well, have you not?
Oh, without a doubt. People want to know the back flap story to what I've done, and I'm not anybody special. I tell my students all the time, I said, no one in here in my classroom is special, but we are all special simply because we are all creations of God, of the universal force, as you say. But for the most part, when I got my degree from college, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I certainly knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to be like many of my classmates. They were going to go to Wall Street, make a killing in the stock market. I didn't want to teach, though that's what I do now, and I'm fulfilled by it. And I certainly didn't want to go the corporate route, though I did work in corporate America for nearly 12 years. The fact of the matter is, I just wanted to find the answer to two questions, Robert. Question number one: Why does one individual succeed while another fails? And question number two: Why is one individual rich and wealthy while another individual is impoverished? So the best is I've been given plenty of good advice over the course of my life. And when I was working on my dissertation, my committee told me at Northwestern, they said, listen, when you write your dissertation, don't think of it as a labor of love. Think of it as your first book. You know, don't write in a field that only three people in the Western world are going to read it. You know, think along the lines that, hey, man, this information that you are uncovering can eventually and will be helpful. So I got that information, and what I did, I carved out a list of about 50 individuals who I was going to meet and interview at point blank range just to ask them those questions. And in 1955, when Martin Luther King led the Montgomery bus boycott, there were only 5 black millionaires in the United States. There were more than 100,000 millionaires, but only 5 were black. And I interviewed 4 of the 5. So I began to work on a book that I tentatively titled What Makes the Great Great. That was going to be my first book. And because it was the first self-help book targeted for black America, Robert, I wasn't even finished with the book, and I was doing TV shows, radio interviews. I had numerous articles published, and Success Magazine asked me to write a series of articles. So I agreed, and to show you how naive I was at the time, I originally told Success Magazine, I said, well, here, take my manuscript. Take anything out that you want. And that is being naive because I didn't even have a publisher at the time. But I had you name them, and I interviewed them from a black American standpoint, okay? So I wrote 3 articles for Success Magazine, and all 3 made it to the desk of W. Clement Stone. Now, for your listeners out there who don't have the slightest idea who W. Clement Stone was, he was the Bill Gates of his time in the 60s and 70s.
That's right.
He made several fortunes in the insurance industry, but equally as important, he was Napoleon Hill's personal manager. Now, again, for those who don't have the slightest idea who Napoleon Hill was, he was America's most prolific self-help writer. Here is a white gentleman born in Wise County, Virginia, who wrote 16 books in his lifetime. 6 of his books, you can go to any bookstore, you can go on online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and you can get them right now. His first book was entitled Law of Success that he wrote at the turn of the century. And his all-time classic written in the 1930s was Think and Grow Rich. And that book, at last count, has sold more than 15 million copies. Well, I told you the articles made it to the desk of W. Clement Stone, and I just returned home from interviewing Earl Graves, the publisher of Black Enterprise magazine. When I got home, there was a message on my answering machine. I hit the button, and who called me? It was W. Clement Stone. He said, young man, we heard about you. When can you come to Chicago? I would like to meet you. Well, the next day, I returned his phone call, and less than 2 weeks later, after borrowing the plane ticket and lodging, me and my wife flew to Chicago. We didn't have the slightest idea what this man had in mind. I was dead broke at the time, and my wife told me, if he offers you a job, you're going to take it. Well, he offered me more than a job. I walk into his offices on the outskirts of Chicago, palatial offices, and there's W. Clement Stone seated behind a mahogany table, bright flowered bow tie, smoking one of his Savannah cigars, surrounded by a sea of lieutenants. And he says to me,
You're not the first person
going around the country interviewing successful African Americans. And I said, I'm not. And I conducted due diligence. I knew this book was the first. And I said, I'm not. And he said, no. He said, Napoleon Hill was doing this back in 1969. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, I have a proposition for you. And I said, what is that, Mr. Stone? He reached across his credenza and pulled out the last 100 written pages of Napoleon Hill. At the time of his death, Napoleon Hill was attempting to write a black version of Think and Grow Rich. He got 100 pages into the manuscript, died of a stroke. He was 87 years old. And W. Clement Stone held on to those 100 pages for 16 years, the day that I walked into his office, November 4th, 1986.
Wow.
When he asked me the question, he said, we want you to finish and complete and update this book. And I said, I can, Mr. Stone. He said, why not? I said, I'm working on a book of my own. He said, if you have any sense, push your book aside and finish this. And then I said, I'll do it under one condition. And he said, what is it now? And I said, if you pay me. I said, I'm dead broke. I can't find a quarter with a roadmap. I put every dime into this project. If you give me some type of financial support, you know, I will certainly do it. Now, being one of the wealthiest at the time, he could have easily reached into his lapel pocket, pulled out his checkbook, and wrote me a check for $50,000, $60,000, $75,000. But he said he gave me the best advice, and he really had my long-term investment at heart. He said, no. He said, we're not going to give you a dime. Andrew Carnegie didn't give Napoleon Hill a dime. But, young man, you came into my office, and you said you wanted to find the answers to those two questions. Why does one fail while another succeeds? Why is one rich and wealthy while another is impoverished? He said, if you're going to find the answer to those two questions, it is in this laboratory that you must find them. And, Robert, I'm so glad, because I wouldn't be the individual I am today, and I've been all over the world. When I say all over the world, I've been to Iceland in dead of winter. I've been on Australia. I've been on both sides. I've been in Singapore. I've been all – listen – I have been there, and I can look anybody in the eye, and I don't care what you're going through. I've been through it. If you're broke, I've been broker. If you're broker, I've been brokest. I mean, the bottom line is those men and women who have won mostly in life have relied mostly on themselves. And the only reason, Robert, why anybody would ever want to come out to hear what I have to say are for two reasons. Number one, they want to know if I can articulate the book as well as it's written. Or number two, they want to know, yeah, Dennis, it worked for you, but will it work for me? And that's the bottom
line. That's right. What an awesome testimony. She just said 90 seconds. Why would she say that? Oh, God. If we get interrupted, we've been having a few challenges here, and I don't know why we would, but if we do, I want you to stand by, and I'll get right back with you because something is going on here with our system. I need to share with you also that I am a salesperson. I have sold everything, including the city of Washington, D.C. And so those were the first books that I was told I had to read. Okay, folks, looks like we're going to get interrupted here. I don't know why, but I will ask you to call back in 5 minutes. Dennis, I'm going to have you to stand by, and everybody else can stand by with us as well. It said that we're going to end here in 60 seconds or so, and I don't know why that is going on when we're supposed to be on for an hour. But if that happens, I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, we will finish this. Listen, he just said a moment ago, in order to have what you need to have, you have to go to get it. We are going to get it this evening because you are here to get what you need to get, and we want for you to have it. So, Dennis, I want for you to know that I will call you back 4 or 5 minutes, once we rectify this, ladies and gentlemen, please call us back in the same amount of time. Okay. Dr. Kimbrough, did you get that? I will call you back shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless. Let me see.